Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be sunny. We'll have a high of about 56. Kenosha right now, the temperature with a little bit of fog is 42. 37 degrees in Burlington, Milwaukee 42, and it's 41 degrees in Racine. The Racine County Executive Committee, along with the Health and Human Development Panel, recommending the county board sell the Ridgewood Care Center to Illinois-based Villa Healthcare for $10.5 million, with agreement provisions that include $1.5 million in capital improvements over 2 years, plus holding onto the nursing care facility no less than 5 years, but a desired minimum of 10. Following an hour-long closed joint meeting of the two committees, Supervisor Bob Miller, who is on both, felt it's the wrong decision. He called it not one of the better recommendations I've seen.
If we step up, if we are truly bold, as the county executive has called us to be, we can continue to run Ridgewood with a reasonable reliance on the tax levy. But most important of all, we will show that we value our elderly enough to serve them in a facility we and all of our constituents continue to look at with pride as a community resource.
Supervisor Janet Bernberg indicated now is the right time to sell the facility.
The market is good right now. We don't know what the parameters are going to be for nursing homes in the future. And there are so many other things, mandates in this community, mental health. I mean, for youth, there are so many things we can do, or that we have to do, for one thing. And secondly, the people aren't going to be abandoned.
First reading on the sale resolution will go before the Racine County Board November the 29th, a final vote scheduled for December 20th. Clear sailing for local legislation with the Racine Common Council and the creation of a housing complex for homeless veterans, a site in the 1600 block of Yount Street. It includes language to allow other such projects in the future. The only comments on this issue came from the public. Michelle Perry, Program Director for NAMI of Racine County, supporting the effort and pledging to work with Veterans Outreach.
To be able to have the support of not only family, friends, and the community behind you, and that's what Veterans Outreach is going to do for veterans, I fully 100% support them and back them and will train them and work with them on anyone that lives with a mental illness.
Racine Council unanimously approving everything connected to what is known as the Tiny House Project. It'll be named the James A. Peterson Veterans Village. Three angry Kenosha business owners, the only speakers during last night's public hearing on the proposed 2017 city budget. They were not happy about an increase in the city's amusement device license fee from $30 to $60. At the public hearing portion, Sam Dentis, who owns Sam's Amusement, says he was, quote, taken aback, unquote, by the increase.
And what really upsets me is we started with a 300% increase, and you tell me that 100% is a deal. That's not a deal. That's insulting to me as a businessman in this community, and I find it really, really hard to swallow.
But nobody offered an amendment to change the fee after being told that the budget would have to be cut somewhere else to keep it in balance. The final numbers in terms of the mill rate decrease won't be available until state aid figures come in. The Kenosha Council will meet at 5 o'clock this evening to take a final vote on the spending package. There is also going to be a decision made regarding the payment recommendation on the Dream Playground fix-up project. Company in Greenfield redid the flooring and handled some other safety concerns. Once the final approval to that bill is given, city officials indicate the Petsky Park all-inclusive playground can finally reopen tomorrow after months of being closed. With most of the legwork done last week in Committee of the Whole on the 2017 proposed budget for the Racine Common Council, after some last-minute questions last night, they approved the spending plan on a vote of 11-3. Alderman Sandy Widener having some problems with the addition of three new positions and again having salaries and benefits with the capital improvement program. Alderman Ray DeHaan welcoming the administration's innovative ways of dealing with the budgetary constraint issues.
One of the things I liked about what happened is in all the meetings we had is an innovative approach that management and the mayor have used to keep our taxes down. I don't agree with every inch of it, but it's the best we can do, and I'm going to vote in support of it.
Biggest change from the original document, the use of undesignated fund balance to cover the cost of a proposed recycling fee increase. Alderman Widener, Perez, and Shields voting against the budget. The council last night did approve a borrowing plan to cover $11.9 million regarding capital improvement spending and a small outstanding refinancing.
This is broken into two components. It's a refinancing of the $11.3 million issue rescue that was brought to market earlier this year to fund your capital program. And then there's a refunding component for savings, a refinancing of city prior debt. It's a very small component of this overall transaction, and that's $615,000.
Brad Vigout from Robert W. Baird says it's about a $30,000 savings with the refinancing. The bond issue has a 2.92% interest rate compared to 2.3% when originally proposed. He said that was a reaction attributed to the recent election. Kenosha County Board Chair Kim Brunig telling supervisors last night she will no longer tolerate the kind of comments that marked some of the debate during last Thursday night's county budget deliberations. She had some brief comments at the start of last night's meeting, saying that she knows emotions were running high that night, right after the presidential election.
But those that took to Facebook or emailed other people afterwards apologizing for other supervisors' remarks are just perpetuating the hate, too. So please, let's think about what we're doing. Let's keep it civil and try to work together. We can't change what happened, and we shouldn't try to change what happened.
Debate that night got a little bit heated during discussions to eliminate the county's payment to the nonprofit that runs Kemper Center, also an attempt to reduce bonding for items in the Sheriff's Department's capital budget. And the 2016 Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign is launching in Racine on Friday. The goal is $290,000, which is $8,000 more than last year. On WRJN's Community Conversation, Major Ken Nicolai talked about hoping to have a kettle in downtown Racine for the first time in years. That'll be first Friday, December the 2nd. Mr. Racine Mark Eichhorst, who's a veteran bell ringer himself, going to be returning on Celebrity Saturday, December the 17th, which will also be SC Johnson Match Day, to the total in all of the kettles.
People were struggling to give, but they always give to the Salvation Army because they always had a story. The Salvation Army helped my daughter when her house caught fire one time and nobody else did. Or I had an uncle overseas, and I remember how much the Salvation Army meant to him. You hear those stories, and people are always willing to give to the Salvation Army.
Aside from kettle donations, the Salvation Army accepts donations over the phone, through their website, or in person and snail mail. They're at 1901 Washington Avenue in Racine. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. That's where we keep our local newscasts. WRJN News. Also, at WRJN News, that's for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
Thank you.